Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Thursday, October the 21st. It's Cut a Fiber Cable Day, and it's also National Reptile Awareness Day. Time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Pet Department, which features all sorts of reptiles. And with Halloween coming up in 10 days, this is a reminder about selecting an appropriate costume. You won't see me in a chameleon costume or camouflage. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, not such a great day as far as the weather is concerned. Currently 16 degrees, working our way up to a high of only 17 today. Gray and wet today, gray and cold tomorrow, and probably a little bit of all of that on Saturday too. Nevertheless, for National Reptile Awareness Day, I'd like to give a shout out to the top five gators in the world. Ale, Fiume, Inste, Nave, and Aid. And,
same as shout out.
Gator, that's right. And a special shout out to the funniest reptile of them all, the stand up chameleon. Speaking of, not so funny, my pet chameleon wasn't able to change colors, so I brought him to an exotic pet vet who poked and prodded, took a blood sample, and ultimately diagnosed my chameleon with a reptile dysfunction. He'll get better, I'm sure.
Ah, he did it, sir. Well done.
Thank you, sir.
Well, each year on the 21st, we observe National Reptile Awareness Day to celebrate reptiles, reptile lovers, and also education and conservation efforts on behalf of these cool creatures, or should we say cold-blooded creatures. You know, there are more than 10,000 species of reptiles. This day promotes the wide varieties, their habitats, and how we benefit from reptiles, too. Two of the more famous reptiles, the alligator and the crocodile, are hard to tell apart. I finally figured out what the difference is. An alligator will see you later, and a crocodile will see you in a while. Did you know that George Allen O'Dowd was a big fan of reptiles? But tragically, his chameleon bit five people in one day, which forced him to change his name to Boy George and to get a calmer chameleon. All right, it is time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? I was not Walk the Dinosaur?
No.
Crocodile Rock.
Oh. You said it already. Karma Chameleon. Oh my gosh, I thought you were going to get it. I thought you were going to
get it in there.
Because you mentioned chameleon like a million times.
A million times already.
Yes, you're going to do Karma Chameleon. Now I got it. Oh, sorry, people. Today's Do Everything on Your Cell Phone Day. I think this came out, I know it was in the 80s. I think it might have been like 83 or 84. So I remember I was a little kid and I really had no business probably listening to this. But yes, Karma Chameleon by Culture Club, led by Boy George. There's a loving in your eyes all the way. If I listen to your lies, would you say, I'm a man without conviction. I'm a man who doesn't know how to sell a contradiction. You come and go, you come and go. Come on, that is a classic.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Love
Karma Chameleon. So that is my pick for today. I honestly, because you said it, so I'm just gonna get it.
Oh gosh, yeah. So close.
But honorable mention to the others.
Yeah.
That is my pick today, Karma Chameleon. Culture Club led by Boy George.
Right,
yes,
on.
Back to the 80s when it didn't matter if our internet didn't, we didn't have internet.
I'm going to say early 80s because it was part of the rock wrestling connection with Boy George, Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
That was pretty
George
amazing.
The Animal Steel.
Yes.
George the Animal Steel.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We're pitching to a very niche market here on this conversation.
So today, we're going to have to get this iTunes playlist going. So I think we'll make that as an item for this afternoon. I think it'll be a really good idea. All right, let's get to Ventures with
Don't
Churro.
Try it if you're in Brampton.
Oh, yeah. Nothing's happening in Brampton today. Day off. Venture, I gotta say, yesterday's books and movies were great, so I managed to read Moby Dick and Jaws last night, and afterwards I watched the movies. I gotta say, the books were better, though. What have you got for us today?
That must have been a very long night. So today I'm spotlighting Python, right? Python, the programming language.
As opposed to Monty.
Yeah. One of the fastest growing professions right now, trust me, if you were really skilled in programming and Python specifically, you'll be snapped up in a minute. So for today, it's Tech Thursday. I want you to go and check out Python for all those computer geeks, anybody looking to transition into a new profession and you want to get into programming, check out Python, and specifically check out LinkedIn Learning, right? So you can access Lynda through your library, which is now called LinkedIn Learning, and you can get access to a ton load of free tutorials in Python. That's it.
Well, allow me to turn Microsoft audio on and off.
Will it make the blue wheel spin any faster or slower or not at all? How about that? It is Thursday, time for Thursday's Thought.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking, why is it that politicians always appear on beaches during critical emergencies? Do you suppose it's got anything to do with reptiles needing sun?
can we say it again? More reptile dysfunction?
Twice a day, I think that works. All right. Well, that is it for us and our technical glitches today, everyone. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Thursday, or what's left of it. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.
I'm so glad I didn't use the why don't you listen to flying reptiles, because they drag on.